Good day, everyone. How are you all doing? It seems like the Harmattan season just made a serious comeback this week. I really hope you're doing very well, and I hope you got something useful from the previous episode. You are officially welcome to the second episode of this series titled The State of Public Universities in Nigeria. Like I said in the previous episode, we will be interrogating how the various sectors that constitute the university have all contributed to the decadence in the tertiary institution system, with our focus on public universities. Today, we will be focusing on the least sector, and I call them the least sector not because they are the smallest in number, but because they have the most little power and influence in a public tertiary institution, and this sector is the students. Now, the students make the largest number in any schooling institution, and in the course of this discussion, we would be discussing how they have led to a dilapidation in the schooling system in their own little way. So, moving into the business of the day. Firstly, I would like to say that while I was preparing this episode, I thought of the various ways students have made the public university system worse. I considered a lot of things, and then I came to a conclusion. The conclusion was that most of the problems we might say students have caused are just a trickle-down effect of either a failed or terrible society or a failed or terrible educational system. Think of it this way. Most Nigerian students that study in functional societies with a good educational system and are also guaranteed good employment have a lesser incentive to engage in things like malpractice and the likes. Nevertheless, there was still something I could come up with that would be analyzed in this episode. So one of the biggest ways I personally think students have contributed to the failed system is by their constant show of nonchalance. So many students are so nonchalant towards their education. This depletes the value of the schooling system in Nigeria. Now, the next question would be, how does this nonchalance come? Like I said earlier, there are tons of reasons why students can say they are nonchalant, but for this particular one I'll be analyzing, the students take the fall for it. And this particular reason is because a lot of students are actively buying into a narrative, a very popular narrative in Nigeria called the school na scam narrative. A lot of students believe this narrative that schooling is a scam. Are they right or are they wrong? They are probably right, but I will show you why they are also wrong. This narrative has left so many students unmotivated and unwilling to study, which leads to a very high number of low performing students. Now, in most cases, these students don't want to fail, but at the same time, they don't want to put in the effort to become high-performing students. So, what do these students do? They now seek for less stressful options like examination malpractice, sorting of courses, and even sex for grades. All these are most times trickle-down effects from a narrative or from what exists in the university environment. There are tons of reasons why students can say they engage in some activities, but I personally think that this is a perception that they have developed. Students can come up with reasons like the fact that the country has a very bad economy or has a very high unemployment rate. That is why they actively buy into this narrative. Yes, these are valid reasons, but I personally think and this is my personal opinion, that we are responsible for the narratives we buy into and the actions we carry out. At the age where people are already in the university space, they have the ability to make informed decisions for themselves. So choosing to buy into a narrative is a decision you make, just like choosing to belong to a religious group. So most of these students have an option. They decide to buy into such a narrative, and they should be held culpable for their actions. I would like to say that we all have a part to play in making the education system in Nigeria. We can't just say that every other body has a fault in it without looking for the faults that students have also caused. If students try their best to put more effort into studying and not buying into such narratives, there would definitely be a change. The change might not be so significant to us, but nevertheless, it's a change. So I would like to end by saying that in our own little way, we can put in our efforts to make the tertiary education system in Nigeria better. I do hope you learned something from this episode, and I hope this episode has made a positive impact in your life and in the way you look at things from this perspective. Be sure to tune in next Friday, where I'll be analyzing how the non-academic staff have caused a lot of damage in the university system. And I know a lot of people would want to listen to that episode because of their personal experiences or the experiences they've had. So be sure to tune in next Friday. Bye for now.